What's good? Casey Grimes here, Lap Therapy, man. First and foremost, gotta give thanks and praise up to Roman, man. Obviously doing a big career job on the way, man. It's beautiful. He's helping not only myself but others learn and understand that you must have the ability to adapt to be able to create. If you're unable to adapt to different experiences in life, you will never be able to create a better experience for your own self. I'm grateful every day that he's given me the opportunity to be on his podcast, because to be on Cloud 10 Radio's podcast, man, you have to be able to learn how to self-serve others, whether it is through your actions, whether it's through your own voice, whether it's through your own mindful creations that people are able to see and, you know, cultivate their own ideas, just like Cloud 10 Radio's done, man. It's beautiful, man. So thank you again, Ro, as usual. Today I want to talk about the conservation of energy, and this obviously might be something that doesn't run through your mind consciously, but unconsciously you are thinking on it every single day, and I'm going to show you how. So the first question I want to ask you, though, is when you cook food, do you use the microwave or do you use the oven? You know, using the microwave is quick, easy, fast. You know, you get it real quick. You know, it's hot, super hot. But when you use the oven, you realize those things are taking time. The food is getting warm, hot from the inside out. It's literally being as fresh as it can be. You know, everybody likes fresh food, you know. Trust me, I know. Everybody loves some fresh food. So I'll let you ponder on that. You use the microwave, you use the oven. I'll get back to that. But with that being said, you know, in life, we believe that we don't have enough time in the world. You know, that belief is obviously false, though. When it comes to time, all we have in the world, what does your day consist of? Are you waking up at 8, 9 a.m. and sleeping around in bed until you know that you got to get up? You know, that's just wasting time. Are you procrastinating on your studies in school or studies of your own work that you created for your own self that you needed to get done? Are you spending more time socializing with your friends that don't even know what to do, you know, with their own time? So you're wasting your own time? You know, you spend so much time doing things that are not relevant to what your priorities are in life or, you know, your ambitions in life, when you should be attacking it. You should be motivated and attacking it each and every day, because to create something in life, you have to drown in it. You have to be in it. You have to literally act on it every single day. And, you know, there's a wise man, I've probably talked to him about before, but there's a wise man named Richard. He's an electrician. He helped us out with all the different types of stuff, you know, all different types of appliances at my store and stuff that needed to get fixed. And I asked him, I said, man, what time you wake up? He says 5:30. 5 or 5:30. Well, I'm like, you know, I'm thinking the same thing you are. Lord have mercy, that is early. But I asked him, I said, man, how do you do it? You know, I thought myself, I'm thinking, you know, I'm waking up 7:30. You know, I'm thinking that's early. You know, I'm, you know, at the latest. And he told me, man, you know what? You wake up early and you can plan your whole day accordingly. You know, you can be precise, you can strategize. But if you wake up late, your day will already have been planned out for you. You know, that those type of words stuck with me for so long. Because I know in life, man, I wanted more. You know, he's self-employed. He created his own electrician business because he conserved his own energy. You know, I want so much more in life. I want to be the best in anything I do. I don't care what it is. I'm competitive. I'm assertive. You know, I'm able to be productive each and every day, in and out. I I make sure that I want to be on top. But I wanted to see results. I want to see results fast. I want to see results quick. I want to see results right now. I want to see the results of everything I was getting out of. If I had a really good day of something getting done, I wanted to see the results of it. But that's just not how life works. In a sense, that's like using a microwave. You want something fast, you want something quick, you want it right now. But those type of results, they're not going to be the ones you exactly want. It's not going to give you exactly everything out of it. It's not going to be good from the inside out. It's only going to be good on the outside until you really see what's in it. So with that being said, I dedicated myself to my time, energy, and patience. You know, that means that good things take time. They truly do. You know, these three concepts create the key. The key in which is the conservation of energy. And, you know, every second you spent is spent on time, energy, and patience. If you wear those things down in the wrong way, it can cost you a relationship. It can cost you a job application. It can cost you your own life. You know, I watch and listen to David Metzer, a financial guru, a wellness and ambitious guru on bettering the outlook of life. I watch and listen to Eric Thomas, the speaker, a motivational speaker, the number one motivational speaker of all time, the one that literally can wake you up any time of the day, any second of this day. Who will raise you up with just his voice. That's why he's number one. He's on top. And I watch and listen to Deepak Chopra. Someone that's been here early in my life. Someone that I was able to lean on and read books about on spiritual gathering of energy. And being able to understand that you are literally an energy ball that has been created on earth. To be exactly that, to be yourself, to be your own individual. And I study those three so frequently because they understand the value of time, energy, and patience. They understand the conservation of energy. They are on time with everything, whether it's an appointment, a phone call they prioritize, waking up earlier than anyone. Their energy is consistent every day. Everyone goes through things that throws their energy off, but the quicker you're back on the move, the more energy you conserve. And not changing your personality if you get into a different setting, if you go somewhere new. They stay consistent with those things. And lastly, being able to stay on top of who you are each and every day and living through your own self. That shows that you can literally understand that energy is everywhere. You know, patience, the ability to know when and how, staying in constant motion, not reacting to everything that happens. There's times when you've spoken back, reacted, elicited a situation that you really didn't have to. Having to explain yourself fully when you could have just kept it concise or not said anything at all. You know, these three things will keep you whole in your life for your own conservation of energy. You know, those three things are like an oven. Time, energy, and patience. An oven takes time. You know, it takes a lot of energy. And the person making the food must be patient. But at the end, when that buzzer beeps or that, you know, that bell rings, you know it's going to be good. You know that all that time, all that energy, all that patience you took into creating one ideal, creating one form of greatness has come to exactly what you want it to be like. You know, conservation of energy is exactly what life should be about. Being able to understand that the more we think about the past, we stop the time in our own present to make an impact on our own future. I'm gonna say that again. The more we think about the past, we stop the time in our own present to make an impact on our own future. This is Lab Therapy. Once again, Ro, thank you so much. I'm grateful, bro. You already know, man. Hey, go kill it up there in Boston, man. That's all I got to say about that. You already know what to do, man. Much love to you guys listening. That's all I got, bro. Yeah, stay good.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.